first Tosfos on Chof Tes on the base refers you to the Gemara later, where the Gemara establishes that there is an Isur in intermarriage. To marry a non-Jewish woman is an Isur. The Gemara is not discussed as an Isur deraisa, as an Isur derabbanan, but there is an Isur. And the Chachamim were so concerned about Ben Aseihem that they introduced three Gzeiris because they were afraid that these activities would lead to intermarriage. They prohibited Bishalakum and Pasakum. And Stam Yenom. The original reason for Stam Yenom was not so much because of Chashash Nisuch, but rather because if you'll enjoy the wine that the Nochri manufactures, you may want to marry his daughter and have a lifetime supply of the delicious wine. And if you enjoy the Bishalakum and the Pasakum, you may decide to marry the next door neighbor's daughter, or you marry the girl herself, the one that did the cooking. So that's the reason for the Gzeirah. It's going to be far-fetched that the Nocher is going to be Menasef, the wine tub, with his own, then he's going to give it to me to drink. It's a milsud l'shchich l'gozeh b'rabbonim. The Chachamim were authorized by the Torah Shmartim es Mishmarti, Asum Mishmeres from Mishmarti, if there's a real concern, if there's a reasonable concern. But it was a far-fetched concern. They're not allowed to make a Gzeirah. And the Prima Godim writes in the Psich HaKolelis, he thinks that if the Bezdin makes a Gzeirah the Rabbanan on a Milsa Lo Shchicha, the Bezdin is probably in violation of Bal Tosif. Because the Rambam says, how the Bezdin, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Mamrim, how does Bezdin ever have the right to make a Gzeirah the Rabbanan? Why is it in a violation of Bal Tosif? So the Rambam says, no, the Torah says, Mishmartim es Mishmartim, the Chachamim were authorized to make the Gzeirahs. But if it's a Milsa Lo Shchicha, Farfesh Chashash, then they had no right to, so the Bezin would be in violation of Bal Tosif. But if they have a milsa de shchicha, they are concerned about something reasonable, Mishum ben Aseihem. You got to drink the goyisha wine, it may lead to intermarriage. So once they made the gzera, they have a right to add on to the gzera, even to cover milsa de lo shchicha, even to cover cases where there's no chashash at all. There isn't even a milsa de lo shchicha chashash. A loy plug rabban. So they made a loy plug. Made, let's say, we prohibit the bishalakum, even if the food is cooked in China. How am I ever going to find out who the fellow is who pushed the button, who did the cooking, that I should possibly marry his daughter? So we say, it's a loy plug rabbono. So once they had the right to make exer because of real chashash, then they have a right to extend it. So here also, because of the additional concern of chashash nisuch, on that itself they would never have made exer the Rishonim said it, because it's an additional concern, so that's why they added on Tzivan Osa Bahano. That's why they added on that it's even also if the Nochri handles Yeno Shel Yisrael. If the Nochri touches my wine, so I'm going to marry his daughter. Why? He didn't manufacture the wine. If he processed the wine, then that's a chashash of Ben Aseihem. So that's only because of the chashash of Nisuch. So that was added on. That was added on. The initial Gzeira de Rabbana really was because of Ben Aseihem. And the chashash of nisach was adana. That's what Gemara says. Yain mevushal, since by us yain mevushal is possible in asach agabi hamizbeach. That's why the Ovdi Avodizor also, whenever it's considered inferior quality, at kedekach Rashi's opinion is Tosis and Arvei Pesachim quotes the Rashi Shita that when you drink yain mevushal, you say shahakol. Most of our wine is yain mevushal. Rabbi Moshe writes that pasteurized wine is always heated till yatzoleda. So all the pasteurized wine is yain mevushal. So according to Rashi, you say shahakal on all the wine. So Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Tosfos, even though it's inferior, it's a little bit inferior, yai mevushal, but it's not so much ishtani ligriyusa. The Gemara Bracha says if you have a michael, there should have been ha'adom, there should have been ha'eitz, or should have been bar piagofen, then it's ishtani ligriyusa, so it loses its original identity, and it's only shahakal. But Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. We don't consider Yai Mevushal so much Ishtani Ligriyus. But since the Nochrim, just like in the Beis HaMikdash, we wouldn't use Yai Mevushal to be Menasech because it's inferior wine. So we wouldn't, the Ovdi Avodah Zarah also wouldn't be Menasech L'Avodah Zarah Yai Mevushal. So if the Nochri handles this Maga Akum and Yenu Shal Yisod, that's Yai Mevushal, then there's no Chashash Nisuch because it wouldn't be Menasech if they know that it's Mevushal. It wouldn't be Menasech L'Avodah Zarah. But if the Nochri manufactures wine and he cooks the wine, so that's not a heter many years ago, When I was a Talmud in the yeshiva, so the Yiddish newspaper used to be a daily. Now it's barely a weekly. Nobody reads Yiddish anymore. So they used to write up all the news, everything that's happening. So they wrote up that the conservative board of rabbis, the Rabbinical Alliance, I think they're called, they allowed Welch's grape juice because it's Yayin Mevushel, so there's no Isser Stam Yayin on Yayin Mevushel. So Rabbi Soloveitchik was so upset when we'd read something in the Yiddish newspaper that was Amaratzis, he would come to shiur the next day and he would complain about it. So he told the students, anybody understand why it's wrong? So we didn't know we'd ever learned Avodah Zarah. So he said, he looked at Aaron Lichtner and he said, no, explain to them why it's wrong. So he explained there are two prohibitions. There's a rashash here that's important. If the Nochri processes the wine, then it's a chashash mishum de neseim. I may want to marry his daughter to have a lifetime supply of the wine. But if it's Jewish wine, kosher wine, and the Nochri is just handling it, so why should it lead to B'nai Seyah? It's only a chashash because of a chashash nisuch. That's why it's awesome. If it's only a chashash nisuch, no issue of B'nai Seyah. So then if the yayin that the Nochri handled, the yayin that he touched, was mevushel, so since by us it's inferior wine, we wouldn't be menasech haran mizbeach, and the over there with Zohar wouldn't use it either for nisuch, so then there's no chashash nisuch. But if they process the wine, they manufacture the wine, Welch is grape juice, and then they cook it also. So that's also. Mevushel is not a kula if the wine is processed by the goyim. It's only kula if it's kosher wine and the goyim handle it. So only chashash is nisuch. So if it's mevushel, then there's no chashash. So there's a tshuva, this small volume, Shav's Tshuva Saran. So the Ran points out, he raises a chakira, and he shows that it's a machlokes harishonim. The chachamim, what they were angling for, they wanted to prevent intermarriage, and they prohibited bisholakim and pasakim. So how do you understand this? When you eat bisholakim, you eat pasakim, that's like dancing with a nochris, like kissing a nochris, and may lead to intermarriage. But he say no. Because there's a concern that it may lead in there, so they declare that this cheft is macholas asuris. Do you consider it macholas asuris, or do you say it's an isa? That's a way of his karvus with the nochrim. So the Ran has this machlokes harishonim. He gives three nafkaminas ledina. So one nafkamina is if you have bisholakam or pasakam shenisarev, it fell into, it got mixed in with kosher food. Do you need shishim, or is there enough bitl beroy? So in Kol HaTorah Kula, there's a din bitl beroy. It's based on the pasuk Acharam Lahat. There's something as bottle beroy. If 51% is hetem, 49% is iser, so it's bottle beroy. It's only a chiddush din by macholas asuris that there's a din of tam kiyika. So if the chefza of bisholakum and pasakum is a chefza of macholas asuris, then you need shishim. There is such an opinion in Yeridei that you need shishim. But we don't pass like that. We pass on halacha, both by bisholakim and by pasakim, it's batel b'roiv. Why is that? So obviously we assume halacha l'maisa that it's not macholas asuris. It's not a chefetz of macholas asuris. It's just a form of doing his karvus with the nochri. So once it's batel b'roiv, so it's not considered his karvus with the nochri. There's even a gemara, there's a mishnah maseches tful yom. The din is that a tvul yom who touches truma passels it. That's based on a pasuk in Chumash. So the Mishnah talks, but that's only truma. Tvul yom who touches truma. Tvul yom who touches chulin. Let's say tvul yom touches maisa sheni. Tvul yom is allowed to eat maisa sheni. Tovel viola echol be maisa. Harav shimsha echol be truma. Ebi kaparosa echol be kochin. So tvul yom is permitted to eat truma. So obviously he doesn't passel it be magoy. So if a tvoyom touches a meichel, some kind of a kugel, part of which is truma and part of it is chulin. So how much of it becomes pasul? So the Mishnah in tvoyom talks hamikveh shel chulin v'shuma hashem shel truma. The shum and the shemen, the shum is the garlic and the shemen, the oil is truma, but the whole mikveh, Mem kuf pei hei, the whole kugel is chulin. So the Mishnah says, le pasal le namokam magol bavai. So the Gemara has a whole discussion, why doesn't the whole thing become tamei? All sugyim sochim in the sugi of tam ki ike. So the Rash, Amishnayis, and that Mishnah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, Tol Yoyim, has a very long, long, long arichas. So in the middle, towards the second half of the long, long arichas, he raises the question, why don't you say tam ki ikar? They cook the chulin with shum and shem and shal truma. So there's an asinus time from the shum and shem and shal truma, and the whole mikvah, and the whole meichel, and the whole kugel. So why shouldn't you say that to a yom should pasal everything if it has a tam of truma? So he answers that tam ki ikar only applies when you're talking about eating. Tam ki ikar is a din in macholas hasuz benegir to achila. If you're eating it, then you say tam ki ikar. But if you're not eating it, you're just touching it, the Tulyam is touching it, so you can't apply the concept of Tam Kikar. So the same over here. Tam Kikar only applies if the food that you're talking about happens to be food. Bishalakam Pasakam is food. But if it's an Issa, his carvis to the Nachar, it's not even an Issa of Achila at all. Achila is a Hechetimtza of his carvis. But if it's not, the nature of the prohibition is not an Issa Achila, so the whole concept of Tam Kikar doesn't apply. So that's one machlokes harishon, whether you need shishim or not. And we paskin here every day, both by pasakim and by bishalakim, we paskin that you don't need shishim. Based on that, the Ran has a second afkamina. What if I have pots and pans at home, and I have a nachris who does work in the house, and she didn't realize there's a problem, so she cooked her eggs. She cooked some eggs, I was watching. She cooked kosher food in my pot. So the kosher food that she cooked became bishalakim. So this was bishalakim asa the kelim, that you have to kasha. If the nachri cooked kosher food, the nachri cooked rice, some kosher food in a kosher pot, does the pot become treif or not? So that's exactly the same identical shaila. The din is you have to kasha the treif. The Gemara says, how do you know there's an institution of tam ki ikar and kol ha-tor kula? Maybe whenever the yisur is less than 50%, it's batel b'roiv. Even if it's nice and tam. So the Gemara says, we learn that from Geulah Klei Midyan. Since the Torah says you have to kasha the treif kelim that we take away from the nachrim, so obviously there's a din of tam ki ikar. If there's no din of tam ki ikar, why do you have to kasha the kelim? Whatever kosher soup you're going to cook in the pot that has a treif bliyah is always going to be less than 50%. By definition, you have a pot, the treif bliyah is going to be much less than 50%, whatever you're cooking in the pot. So the, obviously the whole institution of Hagola, the whole idea that you have to kasha treifikem is based on the premise that there is a din of tam ki ikar. So once he said that you don't need shishim by pasakam and bishalakam, so it ought to follow logically that you don't have to kasha the kelim. So that's, in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaba quotes two opinions. The last sif, and you're there, simin kuf yud gimel, sif tezvav, the Mechaba quotes the two opinions. So there's already a problem. Since we pass the halacha that you don't need shishim, so we have accepted ladina that it's not macholas asur, that you don't say tam ki ikar. So if you don't say tam ki ikar, why in the world are there two opinions? Why we machmel a maisa that you have to kasha the pot because of the b'lias kelim of bishalakum? The Mishnah Brura in Hilchas Shabbos writes that if you have a chodesh she'ein bo sakana, so you're permitted to ask a nochri to cook food for him on Shabbos, even as a chodesh ein besakon. So he's allowed to eat the food on Shabbos. But on Matzoy Shabbos, then you should cook other food, neither the chayla nor the briyim. No one should eat the leftover food because it's really bishalakim. So the Mishnah Brura says there's room to be mekel. Since it was mutter to ask the guy to cook the food on Shabbos, because the fellow was a chodesh ein besakon, and he was permitted, the chayla was permitted to eat the food. On Matzoy Shabbos, whatever's left over, neither he nor others are allowed to eat. But on Shabbos, it was permissible to ask the Nochet to cook. It was permissible for the Chayla to eat it. So Mishnah Berurah says there's room to rely on the opinions that you don't have to kasha the pot. But the common practice is that's not, the Shabbos doesn't come up. A Chayla cooked the food on Shabbos. The Shabbos comes up, Bishalakim. You had real Bishalakim, Bisa, not the Heter. So the common practice is that we do kasha. So that's already a stira. The Ran puts all three nafkaminas, I mentioned two so far, Ran puts all three nafkaminas together. If we paskin your own ishishim, so there's no din of tam ki ikar, so why in the world do you have to kasha the pot? That's a stira. Then the third nafkamina is very interesting. The din in Gemara is that bishalakim is only asr if the Jew didn't participate at all in the bishal. Let's say Yisrael cooked the meichel in the beginning, he made it roi lachila. Let's say he cooked the shlish bishula, then the nachrin continues and he cooks it, he makes it even tastier. So the Gemara says, since the Yisrael participated partially in the bishul, so So there's no prohibition of Bishul Lachmus. So what if it would be the reverse? Let's say a Nochri cooks a Meichel, a Nochri takes a raw Meichel, and he cooks it till the point of the Meichel ben Derusoi. So the din is that it becomes Asa. It's Asa because of Bishul Lachmus, even though he didn't cook it cold sark. He only cooked it Meichel ben Derusoi. And then he stops cooking it. Then Esau takes the Meichel, and he cooks it more. Now it's Mevushel cold sark, it tastes even better than it did before. So would you say that even though it became treif originally, when the Nachri cooked it till the point of Meichel ben Derusoi, since the Jew continues to cook it and it tastes better now, well, let's say the same thing by pas. A Nachri baked bread, and it tastes good, but it's still a little bit raw inside. A lot of times the young married women don't know how to bake bread, chalas yet. So you eat by them on Shabbos, so the inside of the challah is still a little raw. It's edible, tastes good, tastes delicious. But if they would have baked it another 15 minutes, would have tasted even better. Even the inside would have been baked. So let's say the Nochri baked the bread, and it's delicious, it tastes good. Meichel ben Derusoi. But then the Jew continued, puts it back in the oven, he bakes it some more. Now it's awfully cold sarkoi. So does that take off the Yisr Bishalach? So that's a machloikas harishayim. So the Ran writes in that shuva that this machloikas is the third nafkamin in the same chakira. Why? His assumption is that he's assuming a klal that treif eina chazeres lehachsherim. That's a big machloikas harishayim. We have the machloikas in those who are learning chulin in Perek Behem Hamkasha. The Rosh there in Simon Zion has a machloikas with the Ramban. The Mishnah there says that if the behemah breaks its leg, is a broken leg by the Tzumas HaGidin, a certain point where you have, I think you have 16 different Gidin crossing each other. So if the behemah breaks a leg over there, the whole behemah is considered a treifa. And if you shechted, the whole behemah is also bachil, it's only mitar b'dein avel. But if it breaks its leg above the Tzumas HaGidin or below, so from the break and below, it's also bachila, but the rest of the animal is not a treifa. So the Ramban is bothered with the kasha, what's going on over here? Why did the Shoichet shecht the behemah? He sees that the leg is broken by the Tzumas HaGidin. Why doesn't he take a saw, cut off another 2 inches above the Tzumas HaGidin, and then shecht the behemah? And that'll be mutter. The rest of the behemah will be mutter. Why did he shecht the behemah when it had the broken leg by the Tzumas HaGidin? The Rabban says, Enachanami, the Shoichet wasn't thinking. But if he has an ounce of brains in his head before he shechts the animal, he'll take a saw, cut off another 2 inches, it'll come out that the leg is broken. It's broken either above or below the Tzumas HaGidin. It's not going to be a treifa. So the Ramban says if the Shoichet is using his brains, so he'll cut off a little bit. So the Rosh says, what in the world is the Ramban talking about? If the leg broke by the Tzumas HaGidin, the animal is already a treifa. So he says, isn't there a rule that treifa ain't a chazeres lachshero? Because the Gemara has a din, the Mishnah there, Perek Be'em HaKasha, fourth parakum has the din of Ben Pekua, that if you shecht a pregnant cow and the vlad comes out after the mother is nishchato, so the vlad is not torn his own, the vlad doesn't need shchita, it's nita v'shchita sima. So what happens if when I'm shechting the mother, the uber stuck out a leg, he stuck out one of his legs. So the Mishnah says that the eva hayotze is osir, and it's not nita. And even if the uber stuck out a leg and then it pulled it back in, also since it sticks out a leg, so the Gemara learns it out in the pasuk. Or basa basada treifa lo sachelu. The Gemara is bothered with the question: why is only basa basada treifa? If the animal was ripped apart, the animal was attacked when it was in the field by a wolf. It was attacked by a bigger animal. Why is only basa basada? Why not basar any animal that's a treifa, even if it wasn't attacked in the field? Gemara says the word basada teaches me, the Torah Shabbat Per Darshan, the word basada tells me, there's one deal of treifa, if the animal is diseased, and the whole list of perikele treifa tells you which diseases make it into a treifa, then there's a din of basa basada, has the din of a treifa. What's basada? Kimishiyotza basal chutz l'mechitzosa. So what's chutz l'mechitzosa? So one din is if you take kochim kalim, chutz l'Yerushalayim, even if you bring it back, it's yotzel chutz l'mechitzosai. Or if you take kochim chutz l'azor and you bring it back, also yotzel chutz l'mechitzosai. Or if you have an uber b'mei imai, and it's hoshid yoda chutz l'mei imai, even if it's hechzir, kevin shehutzi yoda chutz l'mei imai, it's yotzel, the basu is yotzel chutz l'mechitzosai. There the mechitzah is Yerushalayim, there the mechitza is Azara. Here the mechitza is the Rechamima. So once it's Yatzel Chutz L'mechitzasa is Nesa. Or another example of Yatzel Chutz L'mechitzasa is if you have an animal that has a broken leg. So if the leg is broken in such a way, the rest of the animal is not a trefa. But from that break on, you shech the animal, so the rest of the animal is muta b'achila, but from the break on, it's also b'achila, because that's like chutz l'mchitzosa. Anytime the basal chutz l'mchitzosa, it's nesa. So the Gemara says, and how do you know that if the hoitzi ha'ever, hoitzi ha'uver eber chutz l'me'imai, before shechita, then the uber pulls the eber back in? Before you shech the mother. How do you know the aver is still also b'achila? So the Gemara says, because the pasuk calls it trefa. Trefa ain't a chazeres lechshera. If it's called trefa. So the Rosh argues with the Ramban, how can he say that if you take a saw, if you have an animal, has a broken leg by the tzumasagin, so all the thing is a trefa. So no problem, take a saw, cut off another 2 inches, and it won't be broken by the tzumasagin. So the Rosh says, it's not correct. Once the animal is already labeled as a trefa, trefa ain't a chazeres lechshera. We assume like the Rosh in this Machlekes. The Rosh got it from the Bali HaTesis. There's a Gemara that says in Chulin, the Gemara says in Perek Evetreifis that whenever there's a Sirch on the lungs, it's an indication that there's a Nekev. Ein Sirch b'lo Nekev. So what does that mean? So Rashi learns it's an indication that there's a Nekev in the lungs and there's a lot of fluid in that part of the body and the fluid oozed out from the inside of the lungs to outside, and it formed a stima on the nekev. So sometimes the sircha will be mutta, sometimes awesome. When it's also because the fact that there's a sircha is an indication that there was a nekev. So Tosfos says on Rashi, that's impossible. I mean, there was a nekev already on the reya, and then the fluid oozed out. And it became solidified, and it made a stima. And sometimes the animal is chozer lechshero. Tosfos says there is no such thing. That's the Tosfos on Mem Vav Amud Beis. Tosfos says it can't be. Tosfos says the pshat is ein sircha b'lo nekev means if there's a sircha, the sircha is developed without first having a nekev in the animal. If you already had a nekev, no stima in the world is going to help. Once it's a treif, ein chozer lechshero. So it must be ein sircha b'lo nekev. Sircha is an indication that it will develop into a nekev. So if it'll develop into a nekev, then it'll be a treifa. And sometimes the sirchas will not develop into a treifa, then it won't be a treifa. So Tosfos has this, Tosfos assumes like the Rosh was the end of the Balei HaTosfos, he said the same, against the Ramban, treifa ain't a chazeres lechshera. Rashi seems to like the Ramban, treifa is chazeres lechshera. If you have a steam amal, he said, it'll be chazeres lechshera. But Tosfos and the Rosh all treifa ain't a chazeres lechshera. And Tosfos comes up with a big chiddush that the two types of treifas. There's one animal, it's already a trefa. It already had a simen trefa, so it already has a nekev where it's not supposed to be a nekev. And the other kind of trefa is al shem ba'asin. The animal has a condition that will cause it to become a trefa. So the Marcheshes has in the first chelik of the Chuz, Marcheshes was a dayan in Vilna, together with Rab Chaim Moshe. He was older than Rab Chaim Moshe, and he outlived him as well. Rab Soloveitchik, when he used to travel from Berlin to talk and learning with Rabbi Chaim Moshe, would often talk to the Marcheshes also. He would tell us over in the Shurim and in Drushes, he would sometimes mention ideas from the Marcheshes. So this one he never said over. I don't remember. But the Marcheshes has a suggestion. There's a problematic thesis on Yud Aleph and Men Aleph that they made cheeses from a baim, and then they found that it had a sircha later on. So he has a very big chiddush. He says that the din is that the milk from the behemoth tameya is also wasa. If a chazir gives off milk, so we learn that from a pasuk. Let's say a non-kosher bird lays an egg. The eagle lays an egg, or the ostrich lays an egg. So the Gemara understands the pasuk basa ya'ano. What do you mean? Only a female ostrich is also, and a male ostrich is mutter. It's a min tamei. So whether the male or the female, they're both also. So why do you say basa ya'ano? So Gemara and Eilat Treif learn Basayana goes on the Beitza Saiftomi. Beitza Saiftomi, since it's Godel Beisah, so it's Asa. And the same thing, Chola from a Behemoth Tameya is Asa. A Yotzim in Hasa is Asa. That's a Mishnah in the first Perek and Chorus. Chola from a Behemoth Tameya is Asa. Not only Chola from a Behemoth Tameya, Chola from a Treifa. Let's say it's a kosher cow, a kosher bird, but it happens to be a Treifa. So just like Chola from a Behemoth Tameya is Asa, so Cholav Avetreif is also Asa. So the Marcheshes wants to interpret in the Tosfos and Chulin. Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, there's a problematic Loshon in Tosfos and the Rosh. It's a little unclear, so he interprets that if it's a Sirche, and Tosfos says the reason why it's Osir is because it's going to develop a Trefus in the future. It doesn't yet have a Nekev. And Sirche will learn Nekev means it's going to develop a Nekev. So he has a Chiddush, and in such a case, the Cholav would be Mutter. It's not yet a Trefer. It's going to be a Trefer. We ask what Al Shem Ha'asid. So he says the din of the Ramam has this solution. The din of Ayotzim in Ha'asir Asa, Ayotzim in Atami Tame, Beitza Soif Tame is Asir, and Cholav Be'emet Me'er, Cholav Be'emet Trefer is Asir. So the Ramam's solution is that's only any animal that has an Isa Loisesi that you're not allowed to eat it. But if it only has an Isar Esay, then there's no din of Yotzim and Ha'asar Asim. So the Macheshes thinks that there are two different kinds of treifas. If the animal already has a treifas, already has a sircha, already has a nekev, where it's not supposed to be a nekev, then there's a lois esay if you eat it. You're not allowed to eat the treifa. So then there's a din of Yotzim and Atami Tami, the milk will be Asim. But if it's a treifas Halshem Ha'asid, has a sirch, and the sirch indicates it's going to develop. It would have developed a nekev. He shechted it too soon, didn't have a chance to develop the nekev. It's a treif al shem ha'asid. So then he thinks that Tosfos Shita is that there's only an iser esay there. And following the klal of the Rambam, whenever the animal, the live animal that developed the beitzim, that developed the cholov, only has an iser esay, there's no din of yotzim and ha'asir asa. So getting back again, so this chidush, the tshuva saran, is working on the assumption. The assumption of Tosfos in the Rosh, a treifa in a chazeres lechshera, and he extends it. He holds not only a din of treifa. One could have argued the point. Maybe it's a biological, medical principle. If an animal is diseased, it cannot be chazeres lechshera. So the Ran understands it's a klal in hilchas macholas asuris. Whenever some food became awesome, itam macholas asuris, for whatever reason, even though the siba why it became awesome goes away, the problem is solved. Since it once was labeled as Macholas HaSuris, it remains Macholas HaSuris. So he quotes the Machlokes HaRishonim, which the Mechaber and the Ramah quote. Machlokes in Siman Kuf Yud Gimel, where was it? Sif Tes. Machlokes, what if the Nochri cooked the Michael Shlish Bishula and it became also because of Bishulakum? And then Yisrael takes it and he continues to cook it. So do you say that what motivated the Chachamim to prohibit Bishalakim is because they're concerned about Chasnus, but then they declared it as an Isra, as a Chefza Macholas HaSuris. So if they declared it as Macholas HaSuris, then there's a din of Tam Kikr, and there's a din of Bliyas Kelim, you have the Kasher, and then there's a din of Treif Ein Chazeres Lachsher. It's not going to help if the Jew is going to continue to cook it till Kol Tzarkai. But if he's saying the way we paskin, that you don't need shishu, that is batel b'roi, means that it's not a chefza macholas hasuris. That's why you don't apply the rule of tam ki ikar. So once you say it's not macholas hasuris, it's just because of chasnus, it's a hiskaris, a way to have hiskaris with the nachri. So then, if the Yisrael continued to cook a little bit, so that lessens the hiskaris. There was the Yisrael had a share in the bishul. So just like if the Yisrael would have done the first part of the Bishul, the Nachri does the second part. The Yisra wouldn't get off the ground. See, even if it was already Nesar, because the Bishul Lachman, the Yisrael does the completion of the Bishul, it won't be subject to the rule of Treif Einach Hazeres Lachsheret, because it's not a Chefza Macholas Asuris. So how do we Paskin Lalocha? Bottom line, there are more Paskins Lalocha than it's Mutter. Rabbah also Paskins. If it's a big Shas Atchak, Efsid Merubah, there's also Paskins like that. What kind of a Klal is that? You have a lot of times in Yeridah, usually it's in the Ramah, once in a while it's in the Mechaber, that something is Asa, but Ma'akam Hefzid Merubah, it's Mutna. If it's Asa, it's Asa. How did it become Mutna, but Ma'akam Hefzid Merubah? So the Ramah himself explains, in the Hakadamah to the, what's the Ramah Sefer, on Yeridah? The Torah Chatos. So the Ramah explains in the Hakadamah to the Torah Chatos, when something is a Machlokes HaRishonim, and when machmir, but mikra din, it's really mutter. So machmir mishum kvodu shal rashba, mishum kvodu shal rashi. It was a rishon. They said also, so we machmir. But there's a limit how far we're going to go to be mechaber rashi and the rashba. They're not here. They passed away a few centuries ago. So there's a limit. So you're not mechayev to be mechaber rashi and the rashba, not to eat the food of hefsed merubah. So whenever you matter something to hefsed merubah, it means that mikra din is really mutter. That's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say. He heard from his father like that. But the Rambam himself says like that. You don't need the Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. Rambam writes on the first page in the Torah Chatas like that. So both the Mechaber and the Rambam write like that. That if the Nochri cooked the Bishulakam Shlish Bishul, it became treif. Then Yisrael continues to cook it until the point of called Tzarkoi. So that takes off the Yisr. How does it take off the Yisr? It means that it never was Macholas Asuris in the first place. So the problem remains with the Hagolah. Why did the Mechaber quote two shitas by where they need Hagolah? And we are Machmer. What are we Machmer about? If we say that Pasakam and Bishalakam is Bakal Beroy, you don't need Shishim. So what you're saying is that there's no din of Tamkika because it's not really considered Macholas Asuris. So why in the world do you have to kasher? The whole idea of kashering Trefe Kalim is based on Tam Kikar. So if it's not Macholas Asur, it's not Tam Kikar, why do you have to kasher? So Lamaisa, you have to say this as a terrorist. The Chachamim made a gzera, Eina ben yama, Ata ben yama. Min HaTorah, the Gemara says, a cliche, Eina ben yama, that's the last daf in Masechus Avodah Zarah. The last Amud Aleph in Avodah Zarah, it says, Min HaTorah, if you have a trefa kli that hasn't been used in trefas in the last 24 hours, so whatever food you're going to cook in the pot is going to be, whatever, I'm going to cook kosher soup in a trefa pot, so the trefa bli is going to, the trefa bli was sitting in the charsis agder, was sitting in the walls of the agder for 24 hours, so whatever food I'm going to cook, the flavor of the trefas that goes into it is going to be poigen mit b'miktsas, it's going to be yos in tam levgam. So Nosan Tam Levgam doesn't ask us. And then the Torah, the Gemara says, you only, when the Chumash required we should kasha the Giyuli Klei Midyan, that's only if it's within 24 hours of when the Goyim use their pots to cook the Chazah. But if it's after 24 hours already, it's Nosan Tam Levgam, then the Torah, you don't have to kasha the pot at all. It's only Gzera Mirabon they have to kasha. So once you have to kasha the pot, there's no longer any Tam Kika. It's nice and tam levgam. We know with our eyes closed, it's not going to be nice and tam lishvach. The food you're going to cook is going to be kosher. Nonetheless, they made a gzera, you have to kasha. So you have to say that that gzera, eina ben yomo, otam ben yomo, added a lot to the din of hagola in libur. You have to do hagola on a pot, even though there's no problem of tam kike. Even though you know in advance it's going to be nice and tam levgam. So you have Lamasha such a, exactly the same as over here. By Bishalakum is Batal Biroiv, and still you have to kasha the pot. How come? If it's Batal Biroiv, there's no din of Tam Ki Iker. So there's such an idea. There's a Shach in the second Chelik Yeredeya. Shach talks about this Gzeira Eina Ben Yama Ota Ben Yoyma. You're afraid if you'll allow people to cook kosher food in a trefa pot, that's Eina Ben Yoyma, you're afraid they'll cook kosher food in even in a pot, that's trefa and still is a Ben Yoyma. So what if the whole treifus in the first place was only midirabbanan? The whole pot only became treif midirabbanan. You cooked b'sarei pecholov. It's only b'sarei pecholov. It's only treif midirabbanan. So even if you would cook in the pot when it's ben yoma, the whole treifus will only be derabbanan. So to make a gzera ain't a ben yoma, it's a ben yoma. Maybe it should be an issue of a gzera l'gzera. Maybe it only makes sense to make the gzera ain't a ben yoma, it's a ben yoma. If the Issa that was cooked in the pot is an Issa deraisa. So the Shach writes three words, even if the Issa was only an Issa derabban, he doesn't prove it, he just makes his statement, doesn't quote any source, just this. So you look on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, of Shlema Eger and the Gil Yamasha on the side, has been signed to a tshuva from the Ari Behuda where he disagrees with the Shach. He thinks that by an Issa derabban, the Gzera was derabay. So we usually follow the Shach, that even if the whole treifus in the first place was Zeinu ben Yomai, the whole treifus in the first place was only the Rabbanan, we still make the Gzeir Zeinu ben Yomai, Atam ben Yomai. What if the whole treifus in the first place wasn't even an Issa the Rabbanan, it was only a Minig? There's some issues in Shulchan Aruch that the Minig Amokam in one place is that is Mutter, in other places it's Asa. So take for example Kittias. So Ashkenazim don't eat kidneys, and the Sfarim do eat kidneys. I remember once, many years ago, somebody calls me up from Tinek, he's all frantic, he's ready to divorce his wife. On Chalamay Pesach, he came home from work, and his wife said, "Darling, look what I made special." She went to the store, she bought corn on the cob, and she cooked the corn on the cob. She's going to serve it for supper tonight on Pesach. On Chalamay Pesach, he starts screaming, "Kidneys, kidneys!" The whole house is straight. So he called me on the phone, "What should he do?" So I said, "You put away the pot. By the time it'll come next year, it'll be Ein Eved Yomo. You're not going to kasha the Patre before Yom Tov. It's a whole Tirche. And put away the, there's no Bayi Rob, Bayi Motzi on Kidney. So put away the corn on the cob in the refrigerator. And you'll eat it after Pesach is over. You'll eat the kidneys. It makes, the Shach writes, the Shach quotes a tshuva from the Maral Bach, that there's no Ein Eved Yomo, Atam Yomo only applies if it was an Issa Daraisa, an Issa Rabbana. But it's only a minig, that not everybody holds from that minig, like kidneys. Other cases in Shulchan Aruch, they have a minig. So there's no din Ein Eved Yomo, Atam Yomo on that. So after waiting 24 hours, there's no need to kasha the pot. But if it is a Ben Yomo, then you really shouldn't cook. Let's say by mistake they cooked the corn on the cob. Well, let's say not by mistake, as far as your family. So they were cooking kidneys in the pot. Then the Ashkenazi son-in-law wants to cook some other food in the pot. So you shouldn't cook food in the pot, calls man that it's a ben yomo. Either din is beferish that kidney is a bottle bereif. You don't need shishim. Says the Shulchan Aruch, you don't need shishim. So that means there's no din of tam ki ikar. There's no din of tam ki ikar. So what are you worried about blias kalim? The two atolis that possess, and the answer is the Ran, that Chuvas Aran. The Ran is right on the level of the Raisa, that kashering the Keli is usually on the level of the Raisa, based on Tam Ki Iker. That's what the Gemara wanted to learn, that Tam Ki Iker, the Raisa from Gioli Klei Midian, because one is based on the other. But once the Chachamim made the Gzeir, Eda B'yama, Ata B'yama, you have to kasher even Treif Kelim that are not going to make Treif. There's no Tam Ki Iker over there. It's nice and Tam Nagam already. So you see that they made a separate gzeirut, that whenever something was cooked in a pot, that you're not allowed to eat, so you have to kasher the pot, even though there's no issue of macholos asuras over here. So that's what you have to say over here. It's really, the kasher is stronger than the teretz, but you have no choice. Logically, all the three are totally zeh bezeh, whether you need shishim, whether treif for chazeres lechshera, and whether you need to kasher the pot, should all be totally zeh bezeh. But halacha lemaisa in the Shulchan Aruch, we're machmer on the hagola and the kelim. Even though we're mekel on the shishim and on the treif for hazeres achsher, we're mekel on that. Here the Gemara discusses how do you know that yayin nesach the araisa is aser bahano. So the Gemara says that it's called zivchei mesim. Tikruvus avodazara is referred to as zivchei mesim, and just like a mes is aser bahano, so to the tikkurvus of it is zor zasabano. How do you know a mace is zasabano? The Gemara says because you have xerishav sham sham egla rufa. It says v'tamash amiriyam, and it says the egla rufa v'afresh shamis egla banoch. How do you know egla rufa is zasabano? Because kapar ksiba kikotch. So that kapar ksiba kikotch, we assume that that's a bona fide drasha. Egla rufa is really zasabano min atayra, and then Tosis quotes the famous Gemara that it's so. You don't even say called Ein Chadavish and Asim Mitzvahs and Moyalim Ba. Even after the Arifa, it's still Asa Bahano. But the Shad is Gzereshav Sham Sham Eegla Rufa. Is that really a bona fide Gzereshav? Is that only intended as an Asmach de Bialm? So there's a long Mishnah Melech. The last Mishnah Melech in Hilchas Ovil talks about what started in his generation, that they brought the mummies over from Egypt to Europe. And of course, the Jews were in the business of making money, and the Kohanim were in the forefront of the business. So the Shabbat is whether the Kohanim are allowed to be involved with the mummies. Is it Mitami Ba'oil? Meseyakim, is it Mitami Ba'oil or not? And whether Meseyakim are Asa Ba'ano? So the Mishnah Malchut discusses whether the Mes Asa Ba'ano, whether this Zerushova, Sham Shamir Lerufa, the Gemar Minin as an Asmachta, or as a bona fide Rosh. So he says, Rabbi Sena Bali Ateisvis, in a few Masechtas, when they talk about it, they assume a Dovah Poshet that it's a real bona fide din deraisa. Teisvis just has two opinions. There's a Teisvis and two different Masechtas. They contradict each other whether Or HaMeis, maybe only Besar HaMeis, is also Bahanam in Ator. Maybe Or HaMeis, the skin, is only also Midrabban. So that's a steer in Teisvis, that's a Machlokes. But the Besar HaMeis, Teisvis assumes that is deraisa. Mishnah Melech is not so convinced. He thinks that maybe the whole din that a meis asmana, maybe the whole thing is only with the rabbanon. What's the difference halacha lemaise whether something is the raisa or the rabbanon? So Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. He has an interesting assumption. He says in Hilchas Shabbos, in order to violate a malacha deraisa, to be permitted to violate a malacha deraisa, you have to have at least a suffix sakana. Pikuach nefesh is deicha Shabbos, so even a suffix sakana is deicha, even a deraisa. But in order to violate Melocha Dirabbanan, all you need is Sakonis Aver. And in order to violate Gzera Dirabbanan, there are three different categories of Yisurim on Shabbos. To violate a Melocha, there are different opinions, but the Mechaber writes, we pass them like this Ramban. Ramban in Torah Sa'odim has the three levels. To violate, to do a Melocha Deraisa, you have to have a suffix, at least a suffix Sakonis. To violate a Melocha Dirabbanan, you have to have that it should be a sakana saver, loss of a limb, or worse. And to violate the gzera de rabbanon, so anything that's only the rabbanon, so for chol l'shem b'sakana, it's already muta. So Rav Moshe assumes that by a mace osabana, he thinks that we would use the same criteria. If a person's life is in danger, he can save his life by using something for the mace, so he thinks that that's certainly muta. So for sakana, you can violate the din of a mace or sabana. But let's say, or ha mace. Rav Moshe says, the whole mace or sabana is a machlokes Tosfos in the Mishnah Melech, whether it's deraisa derabanan. So he thinks that it must speak if we assume that mace or sabana is deraisa, but to go so far to assume even, or ha mace is also deraisa, he thinks that you can be makel to assume it's only derabanan. And then he says that a cornea is dina ka'or, the consistency of the cornea is not like basar, it's like or. So he thinks that the Isa Hanoah and the cornea is like Or HaMeis is only Asa Midrabbanan. So if you have a Chodesh Shem B'Sakon, it's enough. You don't even need that it should be a suffix Sakonah to the whole body. The cornea can be used even after the person is dead already. If you want to use, you want to make a heart transplant, so then it's only going to work if the guy is still alive. Then you have to assume that there's such a thing as a brain death. So that's a different machlokes. Different shayla, but the cornea you can take when the person is dead already. The other shayla is, but a mason is also manah. So Moshe thinks the yisur hanah and the cornea is only the rabbanah because he's machriya like that opinion. And Tosfos says the or a mason is only the rabbanah, and since it's only the rabbanah, so there's room to be makel by chol l'shem b'sakana. It's a sakana saver. His cornea is not working. We assume that the mace is also banah, not only the mace. The Gemara says, Misham Sheha mace are also banah. The Gemara has the famous machlekes Abai Verov in Sanhedrin, where the Hazman and Milsi, Hazman Allah Milsi, Harik Begel La Mace. Somebody died, and I make tachrichim, or I purchase tachrichim for the mace. If the person didn't die, the person goes to the store, buys tachrichim, he picks his own tachrichim, but he's still alive. So then the Gemara says, you don't say, it's Al Shem Ha'asid, it's going to be Misham Sheha mace. But he's still alive. So then for sure it's mutter. But if the person died already, orig begel ha-meis, so that's a machlokes. Abai thinks it's already called misham she-ha-meis al shem ha-asid. The mace is dead, and he made this to put it on the mace. And we don't pass him like Abai. It's not yalkegam. We pass like Rabbi that misham she-ha-meis are only asam ano if they actually put it on the mace, after it's already mishamish the mace. Before it's mishamish the mace, only hazmana. Hazman Allah Milsi. So Rabbi Kevege has a tshuva where he discusses that sugya of Hazman Milsi. So he quotes a machlekes Zachreinim. I don't think it's quoted in Shulchan. He quotes a machlekes Zachreinim on the assumption, like Tesis, that Meis also Bano is a real din deraisa. What about Misham Sheha Meis? Misham Sheha Meis is also deraisa. Or should be assumed? No, Misham Sheha Meis for sure is only the Rabban. That's only the Rabban. If he say that the Ora Meis is only the Rabban. So Misham Sheha Meis is probably less than Or HaMeis. It's probably for sure be the Rabban. But Rabbi Kevege quotes a machlekes achreinim about that. This whole topic that we discussed, that there are three prohibitions by the Rabbanim, that because of Bnei Seyem, they asked Pasakim and Bishalakim and Stam Yenam. So the Chidush Aran, the Chuvus Aran, had the Chakira with the machlekes Arishanim, with the three Nafkaminas. And we passed that there's no din of Tam Keiker, that Bishalakim and Pasakim is bottle Birav, you don't need Shishim, because it's not Macholos Asuras, but Stam Yenam does Asim. Stam Yenam, there is a din of Tam Keiker. If Stam Yenam falls into Mim Sheinam Inay, some people pour wine into Kugel, into Cholam, whatever, so then it'll be bottle B'Shishim. If it gets mixed in Mim Lemina, so then you have in the end, in the Mesichta, a lot of dinim about that. So Stam Yena for sure is a chefz of Macholos Asuras. Even though the reason why the initial reason why they instituted the prohibition of Stam Yena is because of Bnei Seyem, and it should have really been the same as Pasachim and Bishalachim. But then he threw in this added consideration of Chashash Nisuch. So that the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Macholos Asuras, the Rambam in the beginning of every section lists off how many mitzvahs he's going to cover here. Rambam in the beginning of the Yad HaChazaka, in the beginning of the Mishnah Torah, he lists off all the Taryag mitzvahs, and then at the beginning of every section, he tells you, I'm going to cover so many mitzvahs. So you look in Hilchas Macholos Asuras, in the beginning, he says there are 28 mitzvahs that he's going to cover. Mitzvah number 28 is, Shelo Lishtas Yai Nesach. So Yai Nesach is a Nisa Shtiyah. That's a Nisa, that's a Chefza Macholos Asuras. That's on the level of the Reis. So when the Chachamim just initially made the Gzer de Rabbanon, that's Tam Yenim, Mezosim, Mishim, Ben Aseyem, then it should have only, the way we paskin, that the Pasakam and the Bishalakam is bottled Beroiv, so the Tam Yenim should have also been bottled Beroiv. But once they threw in the added consideration of Maga Akum Asas because of the Chashash Nisuch, and that alone, because of the Chashash Nisuch, they wouldn't have the right to make a Gzer. Because that's really a Nisa de la Shchicha. You should use it as Takuvas, then you should give it to me to drink. So what kind of Avodah Zarah? What kind of a Frumagoy is he? Why does he give it to me? He should give it to his Avodah Zarah. But once they added on that Knech, that Stam Yenim is Asur Otu Yayin Esach, so that became a Chefta Macholos Asur. So therefore, should you say Tam Kiyika? There is no Machlekes. The whole Machlekes only is on the Pasakim and then the Bishalach.